I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. It is a Thursday. It's February 15th. It's 2024. Michael, Don, and Peter. Now, every day, I look forward to doing the show.
You do?
Every day.
Cool. Yep.
I love working with Don and Peter. I love talking to the people. But I couldn't sleep last night.
Couldn't sleep at all last night.
I couldn't sleep at all last night because I am in such dire need of resolution whether or not Don can fit an entire pizza box into a 2-liter soda bottle.
There it is, in all its glory.
And I kept doing the math in my head as I was tossing and turning. How's he going to do this? I don't think he could do it.
As a matter of fact,
people say it can be done. We'll know today, Don.
Here's what I'll tell you. I do not drink soda. I've not touched soda since 2012.
But he's making all of us drink it.
Right, but Anthony was nice enough to go out and get a 2-liter bottle at the pizzeria across the street. And I've been giving soda away for the last like hour and a half.
You're like the soda
that I've been here. So because I don't want to waste anything. But there's like 3/4 of a liter left.
I think you've done well.
So I'm trying to get Peter to take another cup.
But take a big gulp, Don.
No.
Break the 12-year streak.
No.
Have you
Jacob,
not had
you
soda
want more?
Because do you like soda?
Oh, this would be fantastic.
Then do it. Go get yourself a Dorito and do it.
I've got a coffee coming. I'm good. Trying to stay on the straight and narrow. Don't be a
That's who he is.
Don't be an enabler.
Don't be a Michael.
So it's all going to fit in here. Matter of fact, I'm feeling brazen. I noticed that somebody had a small pizza box here. Mm-hmm. I might try to put both of them in here.
Now, Peter, you've got an eyeball there on the box.
So what do you think?
Hold on. Let me put on my glasses and take a look.
Now you got a 3-dimensional look.
What do you think?
The glasses are terrific. He looks better without glasses, but with the glasses, he's got like a distinguished Edward James, almost the father of Selena look to him.
I've got one for you, Don.
Yes.
How about Charles Bronson? I get a little Bronson.
Oh, a little Bronson.
I'll take Bronson. All 80s references. Don,
people wore glasses then.
So Selena and Death Wish, those are the two movies that
to admit, it looks bigger and more intimidating in person. That's what she said.
That's what she said, right?
But I have belief in him. The question is going to be, will you give us an example real quick? How big are the pieces you're generally going to be ripping off?
Well, this is great conversation as we break down this. Like it's
as we literally break this down.
Right. Yeah. So in the analytic world, see, you got to be smart early because if you get pieces that are too big, it's not like you can go back in the bottle and take them out.
No.
So, yeah, I am going to try to be as conservative as possible with the size here because I want to try to make it work. So the smaller, the better, because you get a big hunk getting all confident, and then the next thing you know...
How confident are you?
Oh, it's a lock.
It's confident enough to, if you don't do it, you take the Pusick from Michael?
Absolutely.
You hear that, Michael?
No, the Pusick has started today.
Wow, day one of the Pusick?
Oh, wow, yep. I'm surprised Flip hasn't called. Look how he's put his chin behind the microphone. He's so scared.
I always have the microphone like this.
Has he ever done it that way?
He's kind of hiding.
Where the microphone is obscuring half of his face.
I'm going to let you know a little secret, Don, and you'll be able to see
it.
You cut your chin right off. One of the reasons that I've got the mic as close as I do, I'm wearing this summer shirt.
Oh, no.
And for some reason, it only buttons to a certain level. I got a gray chest rug coming out. Like, it's just, it's disturbing.
It's too much chest rug.
It's too much chest rug. Would you like to see?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. But aren't you down, like, in Tampa enjoying the weather?
Yeah.
He's like Robin Williams in the Birdcage.
Are you going out to the pool?
When?
During
the
day?
After the show.
I don't know. During the morning?
No, I've been at the ballpark.
All day long?
Yeah, because they had Garrett Cole spoke at 1 o'clock and wanted to go into the clubhouse, pitchers and catchers, first day of workouts. You know, I've got jobs to do.
I thought you were there with the family and enjoying.
They are. They're enjoying the sun.
Right, and it's not like he can do this during the season. Right? I mean, most of the time, the guy's doing play-by-play, getting there at 3, watching batting practice. Michael's got a show to do.
Right.
He just parachutes.
Well, I do that on the weekend.
Right, of course. But your time is limited with the players, Michael, and the team. So you got to take advantage of it while you can.
From what I hear, Don, they miss me, too. They love to talk to me.
That's the main thing I heard.
Yeah, I know CeCe was like
that. Well, I guess it was edited out of the Stroman press conference about you were one of the reasons why he wanted to come to the Yankees to reconcile.
I talked to a lot of people. I spoke to Stroman today, and he was great. They said he was a delight.
Did anybody ask him yet?
No, why would they ask? They don't care about me.
But did you go and introduce yourself?
I missed him. By the time I got here, he had already spoken and left. I'm not going to introduce myself.
You're leaving.
You would introduce yourself if it was any other player joining the Yankees,
wouldn't
you?
I would, but I wouldn't introduce myself to anybody else who insinuated that I was a terrible person. I'd love to talk to
him. Are you over it?
No.
Okay. Well, then why don't you tell him? Well, I'm sure he knows. Do you think he knows, Peter? Like, he knew then, but does he know now?
Probably.
If he introduced, hey, this is Michael, I'm Michael Kay, television voice of the Yankees, how are you? Do you think he's going to go, oh my God, that's the guy I tweeted a year and a half ago?
He's, by the way, very smart guy.
I'm not implying that he's dumb. I'm implying that he's got a lot going on.
Right. Other things have come up in his life, he said.
I'm sure he's battled a lot of people online, right. But I don't know.
I'm sure there's a laundry list of people. He probably doesn't remember exactly.
No, I'm good.
No, he's good. No, I respect him.
I mean, I hope to have words with him at one point and put it to bed, but I mean, I'm not going to be the one who makes the move.
I love it.
I didn't insult him.
You know what? He's absolutely correct.
Now, as you know, time is limited on the show. We're off at 6:30 for Rangers Pre, which I'm doing. So I'm starting the process now.
So can I see the first size piece of box that you've ripped open here?
Describe it, Peter. It's a radio show.
All right. So Don's holding the empty 2-liter once was a Coke bottle in his right hand. With his left hand, he has a piece of pizza box, but I can't see. He just rolled up a tiny piece.
Yeah, I just took a hunk off here.
And so you're going that tiny, Don?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rip as much as my hands will allow. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go from there. And if I got to go smaller, I am going to tell you right now that I believe I'll be able to fit both. Can we get the Anthony? It's in the I don't even what they call it, bullpen newsroom. Nobody's there. Grab the smaller pizza box. I'm going to try to get that in there too. How about that?
This is going to take time.
See, now you're swinging it around, Don.
What you should have been doing since day one.
What's that?
Swinging it.
Wait, and real quick, how long is this going to take?
I don't know.
How long did it take Papa LaGreca?
You know, my memory doesn't consume time. Like I don't know how long we sat there, BSing with Dad. You know?
But boy, you'd like to have those times back again, wouldn't you?
Because it wasn't like I could say, all right, I'm gonna go. He's like, no, you're gonna sit here and you're gonna tell me about your day. And then because nobody
You can't tell me that David listened.
Well, what do I call David?
The bad son?
He's the black sheep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that
speaking of which,
but nobody left the table until everyone was done.
What, done talking?
Well, first of all, done eating, and then when my dad was done with his questions, and he decided that we were going to part ways, is when we parted ways.
So he was running a talk show well before you got the gig.
Well, he was
like
more,
Mike Douglas.
He was asking questions. So
he was Merv, if you will. Yeah.
So tell us about your day. How did it go? What did you get on that test that you were studying for? See,
you
really?
You know the worst part? When my kids come home, like I always want to be engaged with my kids.
Sure you do.
How was school?
Good.
That was it. I mean, what happened? Nothing.
But by the way, that's every kid in every generation.
Yeah, but if I did that, no, I would have gotten backhanded.
That's not an answer.
Wait, you got backhanded?
I said, what'd you do in school today?
And then what would you say?
Then I would tell them in detail.
Meanwhile, we know it was nothing exciting.
Yeah, well, Jalen, how was school? Good. How was ice skating? Good. Did you fall down? Yeah. Did you have fun? Yeah.
It takes a while for kids to get to the point where they have stories to tell you. It does
They've
take a while.
They've got stories. They choose not to share.
No, to tell you is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. They tell stories. Just something happens when you ask them to tell you. They've got no interest. But when,
at the worst possible time, they want to tell
right,
you.
Right, but when
and,
I'm on
and
the,
they won't shut up.
Yeah, when I'm on the phone, you know, doing something, then that's when it's, you know, daddy, daddy, and then they tell you the story. So they eventually get there. But I'm sure when they get to high school, I'm going to be dead to them.
And you know what Don says in those moments?
Or dead, one of the two.
No, not dead. You know what Don says in those moments?
What?
Michael?
What?
Shut up. Daddy's talking to Uncle Dan Grasso. And that's it.
Dan's more important than you.
Yeah, I got to talk to my best friend Dan. I pipe down.
Now, the Knicks have piped down lately. How about that, huh?
Wow.
What a transition.
Didn't get one.
They don't give these jobs to chimps. They just don't. The Knicks went into Orlando and got rolled.
Secondary pizza box has arrived.
Got rolled.
Yeah.
And they finished the titular first half on a losing streak. I can't jump them. How could you jump them?
You can't.
They're playing depleted. Yeah. I mean, they're a team that shouldn't win games.
But the Houston game, they should have won.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, the officials impacted that.
True.
But they fell behind by 19 in the first half, Don. They're a team that has to play perfect basketball. Teams don't play perfect basketball, even when they have a lot of talent. Their talent is gone.
No, they're in a lot of trouble, Michael. I'm feeling like I think that... I don't think championship's on the table this year.
Really?
Let's talk about this. Come on. On the table.
Listen, I don't know how much it really was ever like on the table. I think it was, well, it was on the table. I said, you know, conference final, I think you'd consider it a successful season. But, Michael, think about what needs to happen for this team to win a championship. All right? How many games are left in the year now? What, they've played, what, 53 games?
Let Don do the math on this, Peter.
No, I don't have it in front of me. I would do the math properly.
Well, let's say 53, just for kicks and giggles.
And that's 29 games.
Look at you.
All right? Because I'm just a little focused now. I guess I guess tearing. They played 55 games. All right?
So how many left, Don?
So how many?
What does that mean?
How many?
So it's 27.
There you go. All right.
So 27 games, and there's no guarantee.
I think he took some Nugenics.
And I don't think everybody is going to be back after the All-Star break. So what's the best case scenario that everyone is back for the most part and healthy this regular season? Forget about Mitchell Robinson because there's a chance he won't come back at all.
I would bet that they'd all be back.
All right. When?
I don't know. At some point.
But so,
I mean, separated shoulders are serious.
So you're trying to get all of these new pieces acclimated to each other, to build a chemistry, to make a run to win a championship that might have to come from the five seed. That is going to be very difficult. When we were talking about a championship on the table, we were talking about the depth of this team, a team that maybe had a chance to at least finish four, possibly three, maybe even second. When they were rolling, Michael, they were right there to possibly be the two seed, and then they got hurt, Cleveland got hot, that fell out of the conversation, and now it looks like three might be out of the conversation, and now they're desperately trying to stop from falling to sixth or seventh, depending how long these guys are going to be out. But I'll say that they'll finish fifth. If they finish fifth and they've only got a handful of games to build the chemistry, you know how hard that's going to be to do? That's what stinks about this whole thing, is if they were able to stay healthy, not only would they have finished as a higher seed, they would have had 30-plus games to get the chemistry ready and hit the ground running for the postseason. They're not going to have that luxury.
Mm.
So I don't think it's on the table, and it's a shame. Now, it's not like they've got to win this year. They've got guys still under contract, and some of these deals are definitely going to bear fruit in the future. But I don't feel championships on the table anymore.
Well, the task is definitely difficult. And as much as we love Kendrick Perkins, because he wishes us a Happy New Year all the time, I thought it would be an extreme long shot to get to the finals. I think they could have gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. But to the NBA Finals, I'm not quite sure. And in terms of, you know, camaraderie or chemistry, Randall and Ananobi have played together. They've played with Brunson. So I don't think that's a worry. And Burks is going to be coming off the bench. and Bogdanovich is going to be coming up the bat. I just think the more they drop in the standings, though, the tougher their road gets.
Well, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, and you know these injuries are killers. They really are. Losing Julius Randle is a killer.
Killer.
And OG Anunoby, you know, when he got here in the beginning of January, they were a different team. They had
all they did was win.
All the time. All they did was win, no matter what.
No matter what. And now.
What?
It's not what you want. It's a very frustrating way to end this half of the season, because you got to feel great about what you've done. Let me give you. What do you want first? You want half full or half empty?
Half full.
You want half full first?
A 2-liter bottle, yeah.
Here's the half full. If you are going to have an injury plague hit your team, a week and a half before the All-Star break is perfect. It's actually what you want. This is the best timing you could get for a horrible thing that you never want. So,
all right, so that's full. Let's go empty.
That's full. The empty part is they could have been like 17. It's totally reasonable to think they could have been 17 or 18 games over 500 at the break. 11 is still fantastic. It's well beyond any expectation that I had for this team going into the season. But in what was an incredible first 55 games, guys, you end up coming away kind of feeling not so great.
Well, look at the Cleveland Cavaliers run. That could have been the Knicks.
It was.
If they had stayed healthy, they would have gotten to that 18 out of 20 range and be sitting there, with 37, 38 wins and in second place in the conference. Instead, you got 33 wins and you're holding on to fourth place by a half a game.
And if anybody told you at the beginning of the season Knicks would have 33 wins at the half, you'd sign up.
Sure.
But because of the way they played in January, you recalibrate your expectations.
Well, and with the deals they made, too.
Right. And now you kind of feel empty because they finished so poorly. And I'm not knocking them for finishing poorly. They should. They don't have their players. But it's scary how much has been lost by these injuries.
Don, real quick, important. It's 3:16. And we here in the New York tri-state area would like to see where the bottle is.
All right, just to make sure I don't drop any pieces. I don't need that.
All right.
So we're up to there.
And how much pizza boxes mix it? It's about an eighth or a tenth, maybe an 11th
this is
full.
So if you look at the top of the box, right, the front lip is gone and the side lip has this much left.
So there's still a lot of surface.
A lot of surface left. But as you can see, a lot of bottle.
A lot of bottle left, too. Well, by the way, what was your dad diagnosed with after?
What are you saying?
No, the mental part that led to this. What's going on here, really?
It's just, idle hands. He's having a conversation, but, some people doodle.
He rips pizza boxes,
right? I actually think that it's a sign of intelligence.
Real quick, Michael, remember how often people call up and yell about Don in the Pens?
Yeah.
This is his dad in the Pens.
It's a great point by you.
This is the flipping.
I must have gotten it from somewhere.
Now, I'm going to tell a story that I don't even know if I can tell.
Interesting.
Well, it never stops you, so.
But I don't know if it will make it. It should make it in its innocence. So, who is the wrestler, Peter, with the first name of Titus?
Mr. Titus O'Neil.
Okay.
He's based in the Tampa area.
All right. Hmm. So, we're watching TV last night in the hotel. And he was at something. I don't know what. And they have the font. What's his last name?
O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil. So Callie just looks at it. She goes, "Who's this guy, Tit U.S.?" And I said, "That's Titus, Callie." She goes, "Oh." And then Charlie, without skipping a beat, he has this like Cheshire grin and goes, "I didn't even notice the U."
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You know what?
No, I get it.
You get it?
No, because
you got the pen from dad, and I think he got that.
He got that from you.
No, because you don't remember when, this is obviously before the internet, and you did whatever you could to just get your the giggles.
Your jollies, as they say.
That you'd find it funny when you'd look in the dictionary and see titmouse.
Sure.
Remember?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing. I just think it's in all kids. But I think that's Callie the first word you learn.
I think Callie thought It looked like he was a wrestler. His name was Tit U.S. But Charlie's line was like, I didn't even see these.
Well, the more troubling part is I assume Callie was not joking.
Right, she was not joking.
So the troubling piece here is, why is she taking a name and breaking it up when there's no space between letters? That's what we have to look into here.
That's what you're troubled. Okay.
I'm just trying to understand it. You know,
I don't think it's understandable.
Do you know who's in the news today, Michael?
Who's that?
This is very exciting.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
I saw that. He's now an assistant coach, right?
Guess where?
The Commanders.
That's right.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
In fact, I had to tell when I did my hit in DC radio today, when they asked about what I thought about the different, you know, Anthony Lynn has gone to the Commanders and the different assistants, none of which I care about. I instead filled the time by saying, let me tell you a story about David Blow. And I told Don's story.
Did it go over well?
Oh, it went over great. The description that I gave of him saying in complete earnest, he was trying to prove a point. If you've heard this drop and not understood, this was the era when like basically every week we would name all the quarterbacks who were worse than Colin Kaepernick.
No. I know exactly why I said it. We were making our picks the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
That conversation.
And he was playing on Thanksgiving.
And he said it in such a, you know, like Stafford authoritative way.
I thought it was when we were always talking about who are these quarterbacks.
No. He was starting in the game.
So you were, there was the reason that you were betting against the Lions.
Against the Lions, and that's
and
where I started.
And then you confidently say,
Are you familiar with the work of David Blow?
Right.
David Blow, that is. David Blow. Tough last name.
He should change it to Blow.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think he has to, because I'm sure the way it was used when he was in school was, it got all the use it needed.
At least, you know what? At least it's not Titus. 1-800-919-3776. You know, why don't we get it out of the way? Let's go to JJ in North Carolina. Get him out of the way. Let's see how he can train wreck the show.
What's up, JJ?
Get him out of the way.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not what you want. Right.
Yeah, your last couple of phone calls have left me somewhat wanting, so let's see what you got today.
Wanting. I don't know if you guys have heard, but I'm hearing of Brandi Scott is family, and her dad actually she would fit two pizza boxes in the bottle.
You know, we're 3:40.
Four calls in a row. Go ahead.
Oh boy.
And actually, all right, relax.
tough room, about, JJ.
Yeah, a tough crowd here. It's ridiculous. All I get is just nonstop criticism. About the Knicks, I was working their game last night, and I noticed, like, their role players are pretty solid. DiVincenzo's a great three-point shooter. Hart can be, you know, like a good everything kind of guy. But Precious Achiuwa has really come along, and he's been, like, he was kind of like a throw-in in that trade. But now he's, you know, getting double-figure rebounds. It's going to be interesting to see, like, who they line up in the rotation when Hartenstein and Robinson comes back. And then another thing to keep an eye on is do we even know if Ananobi is going to, like, come back fully? He's got, like, a fragment loose in his elbow.
Well,
like,
no more.
And then in his shooting arm, too. So, I mean, he's a great three-point shooter, but obviously he's a great defender, too. So, hopefully I think Randall's very important, but Ananobi can also be even, like, one of the most important.
I'll tell you what, JJ, you recovered nicely.
Yeah.
You really
bounce
did.
Back.
Thank you
very
so
good.
Much
does
for
a good
call.
Job. It's under, and under
anyway,
immense scrutiny early on.
But Ananobi had that chip removed. Now it's just a function of it healing.
Right.
So there shouldn't be a problem when he comes back. It's not like he has to pitch, but it is a shooting arm. And as for Achiuwa, I give Leon Rose a little more credit. That wasn't just a throw-in. Now, maybe salaries had a matchup and all that, but they knew about the injury to Mitchell Robinson. So Achiuwa was somebody that they wanted. And who knows if Robinson's going to get back. And if he does, then Achiuwa could play the four, and they just go with a big lineup every now and then. He's not going to start at the four. And if I'm the Knicks, and I said this before too, I'd start Hartenstein and over Mitchell Robinson. Let Mitchell Robinson be in the second team that comes in. Let's go to... you know, let's go to a break, because we're right up against it.
I love what you've done.
You know, Don is stuffing a pizza box into a soda bottle. That's going to go on all day. We've got a lot of stuff to do. And, you know, Titus O'Neil, is that his name?
Titus O'Neil.
O'Neil.
It's really not coming naturally for you here.
Well, it's Paul O'Neill's long-lost brother, right?
Hit U.S. That's right.
Tit Ops.
I think we're going to have the Paul O'Neill next week at some point.
That's right.
He's going to sit in and host the show.
No, how great would that be?
Wow, that would be
he'd wander off a couple of times.
Well, three-and-a-half-hour games right. He wanders off, so I don't think the show would be good.
Like what happened to Peter yesterday when you were talking to him and it was an empty chair?
Wow. It would be like that happening.
That would happen a few times in a 3.5-hour show.
But it would not be the reason that Peter had.
That's not true.
Really, Peter had to go on.
That's simply not true, guys. I love to just spend the day hanging out with you.
Wait, is this Bill Clinton?
My good friends, Donald, Michael, and Peter. I'll spend the whole time. It's me, Paulie O'Neill. Have quite a day hanging out with you.
Awful. This is your worst impression ever.
Michael, that's not true. That's simply not true.
He does not have a scratchy voice.
Sure I do.
No.
Sure I do.
Why don't you do that to him? And I'll do Tyson to Tyson.
You do Tyson, I'll do O'Neill. See where we land.
Hey, do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness? Watch your bank account grow with an extra pep in your step. Well, catch Jovia-itis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia and start spreading the wealth.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Rangers look to keep their hot streak going, a win streak against the Canadiens. Coverage immediately follows us on 98.7.
You don't know.
And the Devils host the Kings with a puck drop at 7. That's in New Jersey. Now, it's written as Jersey, Don. I've always been told by people from Jersey, they don't like that. They said, we don't call it York.
Yeah, but I never had a problem with that.
I once had, remember Fred Kerber?
Yes.
Yeah, great writer. I covered the Nets with him.
Because he went to Ramapo.
Right. I would occasionally say, I got to drive to Jersey. He says, it's not Jersey. It's New Jersey.
Well, tell him to fall back.
Hey, when I go to the Garden, do I have to drive to York?
Because York's not a thing. Jersey's a thing.
Well, so, you know what? Let's hear from our Jersey fans.
Well, it just never bothered me.
Well, let's ask them.
I was at MetLife today.
Doing what?
To pick up my credential for Sunday for the stadium series.
Oh.
I'll be on the ice. I'll sideline stuff on Sunday.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Look at you.
Well, what are you doing? Time. What sidelines? Oh, go ahead. Finish game time.
It's brought to you, Peter, by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glass up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Please, Peter, go on.
No, Don, what exactly are you doing on the sidelines?
Well, I'm going to do the post and intermissions, but also, give a little flavor to what's happening at the ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Going to be for our broadcast. Buns off.
Listen, it's going to be like, I think, 39.
Oh.
But I think it was like 12 at Citi Field, and it was like
6 at Yankee Stadium 10 years ago, so it'll feel like I'm in Florida.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, and they have clothing, Michael.
Now, I do have to ask you one thing, Don, because the people that work at our station, you know, they're from the school of Brownshire, so they're schnurs. The people, the lovely people of Members Only did bring you a Members Only jacket.
Yes, I have it here.
You got, okay, good. Wanted to make sure no one stole it.
Yeah,
no.
my dear friends, we took care of them.
All right.
Come on.
I got some, pullovers, Don. Sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. It's still in the bag. I'm going to take it out when I get a chance. But John Winthrop presented it to me earlier today.
Some bad news for the Orioles, Peter. One of their best pitchers from last year, Kyle Bradish, has a slight tear in his UCL. He's going to undergo PRP injections. He's going to try to pitch through it, but that's not a good sign. So after they make a big trade for Corbin Burns, now they lose a big arm. But let's see if they – I mean, it can be done that you pitch through it. We saw it with the Yankees with Tanaka, so let's see if Bradish could do it. Although usually when you pitch through it, it does completely tear. 1-800-919-3776. We go to Charlotte in Kinderhook.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, guys. It's What's so up? Nice to finally get through to you. It's only taken me 6 months.
Oh, well, welcome aboard.
And I didn't call to complain about anything. I want to tell you how much I enjoy your show. Don, you have great hair, and whatever product you're using, you should keep using.
No product. I've been sans product for the last few months.
Oh, well, it's working. It must be your water. But don't have a stroke. So many people call and scream at you, and you get so upset. So be careful. Don't have a heart attack online.
All right. I will do my best.
Charlotte. Charlotte, don't worry about that. It's shoveling you have to worry about with him.
Yeah.
I think you'll get your pizza bottle in your pizza box in the bottle. I think that will work perfectly.
Well, thank you. I'm on my way.
And I do want to let you guys know that I am almost 73, and I watched my first Super Bowl this year because listening to you, we've been watching, my husband's watching you for years. I only started watching you last summer, and I walked in, and he had the show on, and the three of you were talking about diarrhea.
Mm.
And
Sounds like us.
I said, I got to sit and listen to this.
Yeah.
And then we watch every day when there's a particularly good game on over the weekend. The first thing we say is, oh, we got to hear what the guys have to say about this on Monday.
Well, that's
so
nice.
Thank you for giving me an interest in sports that I never had.
Oh, so what, wow. Have you never watched the Super Bowl?
Great, nice phone call.
We always sorry? You've never watched the Super Bowl until this year?
Yeah.
There was never a Super Bowl party you were invited to or anything?
Yeah, I did, but I'd always just sit in the other side of the room and read a magazine or something.
Interesting. So what did you think?
You made it. Oh, my God. The last 5 minutes of overtime almost gave me a heart attack.
No, we don't want that.
No.
We need you around, Charlotte.
That is a crazy. So you
now
wonder.
Now we're waiting for baseball season. We have, I think it's February 27th is the first spring training game, and we're anxiously awaiting the Yankees. We're Yankees fans in
the
household.
No, Charlotte, the first spring training game on YES will be February 25th. So tune in. That's a Sunday at 1, and we thank you for the phone call. So Sunday at 1, February 25th.
So you always wondered, like, who's not watching the Super Bowl? Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte. That's her first at 73. If my parents didn't have me, they wouldn't. I doubt they'd watch.
Really?
They're big hip-hop fans, too?
No, but they do pay attention. They do, like, know what's what because of me. Although my dad is very up on the news. My dad knows who everyone is, basically. He's K-like in that way.
Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. Richard!
Hi, Richard.
Michael, Don, Peter, you guys brought up a fascinating subject yesterday about athletes who were ahead of their times. And what's interesting is you brought up Randall Cunningham and Fran Tarkington. You're 100% right. What makes a player or an athlete ahead of their time means they weren't embraced at that time. In other words, nobody wanted to follow these guys because they didn't think they played the right way. And I just thought of two athletes and a coach who typified that, And the coach was a colleague of yours at ESPN, Dr. Jack Ramsey. And the two players were Ernie DeGregorio and Bob McAdoo. McAdoo was the first center that played outside the lane. He dribbled and beat you off the dribble. DeGregorio was a great passer, good shooter, but played no defense. So he got toasted all the time. But what's interesting is those two guys, and they were fascinating. Ramsey would have them running up and down the court, and they would score a lot of points, but they didn't play defense. 30 years later, you know who those two guys were?
Who?
Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire. Or you can say Karl Malone and Fred and John Stockton. They played the same exact way. But 52 years ago, when DeGregorio and McAdoo played, you couldn't be those kind of players. McAdoo, the centers kept being the same way. Robert Parrish, Bill Cartwright, lugging centers, you know, Ben Wallace. It never changed until later on. DeGregorio was never accepted as a no defender, because back then defense was 45-50% of the game. Right now he would have been Alonzo Ball or somebody like that, Milwaukee Lillard or someone like, no defense, scoring and passing. So it's interesting when you said that. It made me really think. You guys are right on the money with Cunningham and Tarkington, but those two guys, and Jack Ramsey was he was the Mike D'Antoni of his time. Fellas, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, music came at just the right time, because he's trying to lose me.
Maybe 30 seconds too late. All the running quarterbacks were taught to stay in the pocket and not run. Although I do think you're probably more effective if you can throw then run, but having the ability to run is more welcomed. And really every sport, think of all the pitchers, Michael, back in the day when we were growing up following a sport. Because they couldn't go a third time through the order, they were converted into relief pitchers. And now you're a starting pitcher, and they take you out early in the game. The games change, games evolve. There's a lot of great players right now that back in the day would have been changed. Tony Gwynn would have been changed if he played today. More exit velo, hit for more power.
Well, you know what? It's funny because Luis Arraez, I mean, he's not Tony Gwynn, but gets 200 hits, wins batting titles, and he's not appreciated in this day and age. He's just not.
He's not. And that's a shame, because he's terrific.
What do you think, Peter? This is daring, what I'm about to do. We've gotten rid of JJ. We've gotten rid of Richard.
Mm-hmm.
You go for the triple crown, get Griffin out of the way right now, or what?
I don't know if you want to put it that way, but
I don't mean it in a pejorative way.
You meant Richard. It's funny. I may put Dove in that category more than I put Griffin.
So we
can
go
like
for the quad. Well, let's start with Griffin in Connecticut.
The Griffin's not in that category. Go ahead, Griffin.
First off, Peter, your Paul O'Neill thing was embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
It's hilarious.
You know what, Griffin? I'm not surprised to hear something like that from you.
But I never knew Paul O'Neill probably hasn't smoked a day in his life.
Smoked? I did not inhale. I did not inhale. And furthermore, this has nothing to do with smoking. This is about Southern charm. Oh, I love to bring mama.
He's from Ohio. Yeah.
Ohio's south of Jay's.
Yeah.
God.
A little too close to the Kentucky border.
That's right.
Just a short swim.
Go ahead, Griffin. What do you got?
Michael.
Yes, Griff.
And all you guys. The Knicks, I don't think, need to get everybody back. But they need to get a couple of the guys back. Because if they get a couple of the guys back, then they can beat the bad teams. But not having basically anybody is a problem, because yesterday they had hardly anybody. It was Brunson had to do it all, and they hardly have any bench too with all those injuries. So just getting a couple people back, like maybe getting DiVincenzo back, that will help the shooting again. Maybe getting Hartenstein back. By the way, I'm worried about Hartenstein, because this Achilles has been going on for a while, and they said rest was going to hurt, and now it happened again.
I think it's legitimate. It's legitimate. It was bothering him last year, and we thank you for the call, and it was bothering him twice this year. They rested him, and now it's reared its ugly head. That's a tough injury, and it also could be a precursor to the Achilles being torn. So, I'm concerned as well. Let's make it four. Ready? Let's make it four.
Let's make it Bob Horner.
Dove in Passaic. Dove.
Hey guys, good afternoon. You can call New Jersey whatever you want. Just don't call it the landfill and toxic waste state.
Yeah, don't
I would do that.
I am sorry. I really try to get in touch on Don LaGreca's birthday. Don, I'm 53 years old. I've been listening to you since 1987. That's 37 years of my life.
Wow.
And I
want to
tell you, there's no nicer person than Don LaGreca. I've met you many times.
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute, Dove. Wait a minute. I love you. There are much nicer people.
No.
Much nicer.
Who don't know who Dove knows?
I mean, it's hyperbole at its height.
You don't know who Dove knows.
No nicer person than Don LaGreca. I'm not buying it. I refuse.
I've met Don before Jet games, and he would discuss things with me. I would talk about what he's saying on the radio, and he'd take a genuine interest.
He's a lovely man. He is a lovely person, but no nicer person in the world. I don't buy it.
Oh, why can't there be a tie with like a million other people?
I mean, there are people that work with charities. There are people that work in the church. I mean, they're nicer people than Don. They just are.
This is so sad.
Can I rephrase that?
No, you don't have to. Why do you have to? You said it right. You said what you meant.
What I'm going to say is that he's the nicest person in sport that I've met. There's no person that I would, I mean, I've been around. Michael, you're also very generous with your time.
But not as nice as Don.
Not as nice as me.
I'm not even close to Don.
Well, it's Don's birthday.
Right.
Dove, how close are you to Wickham Street? That's where my mom grew up.
I'm very close. All right. I live in Passaic Park. It's we're under 2 miles away. I mean, I know that we're close.
Home to two very good football players, Ironhead Hayward, who's no longer with us, and Jack Tatum, who's also no longer with us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Can I squeeze in a comment about my beloved New York Yankees?
Let's do it.
Oh, please do.
Yes, why not?
Okay. I am excited. The first game is coming up on the 25th, and I definitely plan on watching it. And I think we have a great chat. I like the way Michael says the X factors are Rondon and Nesta Cortez. I do think that at the end of the day, though, they're going to need another starter, and they're going to need maybe a dominant closer. I think that would really push us over the edge to say that we can go to the World Series.
Well, would you consider him dominant, Michael?
Well, I mean, but they didn't even try to sign Hader. I mean, not everybody gets it done. I think we've all been spoiled because, thank you for the phone call, of Mariano Rivera. But Clay Holmes is a really serviceable closer.
Was he attempting to say Rodon?
Yeah, he said Rondon.
Did the Yankees pick up Tony Two Bags?
I'm going to tell you one thing, is going to make me out to be a bad guy again. I think of the three of us, I'm the only one who really tells the hard truth. Don's a nice guy. There are many nicer people than Don. I've seen Don in bad situations, screaming.
This is so bad.
What is the purpose of
this? His face getting red. Listen, but he's the nicest guy of the three of us.
Come on.
He's the nicest guy of the three of us.
Well, even Jesus
was turning
over. But he's
not the nicest guy in the world.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. Here's the thing. I'm the one who's actually honest. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I don't think Don is any nicer to meet than me or Michael. I think we're all very friendly to meet and generous with our time. But I still think Don is the nicest of the three of us.
I agree with that.
But all three of us are equally nice when you meet us.
You cannot come on the air and speak a mistruth like that and say he's the nicest guy in the world. He's not.
But have you seen Don be a not nice guy without reason? That's the key.
You know what? Nice people never are not nice.
No, that's not true.
Jesus turned over the table.
One time I was walking down the street.
Screaming in the face of Ryan Hurley. Screaming at him. Oh, his face red. They're screaming at each other. Nice people don't do
that. That's not true. Do you know one time I was walking down the street at South Beach? I looked up. Someone punched me in my chest. And it was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Punched me right in my chest. I looked up. I said, what was that? He went, thought you were someone else. That was it.
Where did you park your time machine?
No one got the reference.
I got it. It's from Coming to America.
Yeah, Don.
Right?
What? I am.
Now you're concerned.
You know what? That's more concerning than anything that happened yesterday.
I got confused because you didn't say Dr. Martin Luther the King.
Well, I didn't get to that part yet. You ain't never met no Dr. Martin Luther the King.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey, it's pond hockey season on Long Island, and ESPN New York wants to be a part of the action. Head to ESPNNewYork.com or the ESPN New York app for your chance to win a 60-minute time slot at the outdoor synthetic rink in the park at UBS Arena. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. Join the New York Islanders for some fun in February. Take advantage of special ticket pricing for upcoming home games at UBS Arena and be there for every thrilling matchup. Get your tickets today at NewYorkIslanders.com/Feb.
Well,
having fun here. Don's trying to fit a pizza box into a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Also want to thank Anthony Pusick, since I was not here on my birthday. He was able to go out and get the Oreo cake, which I really appreciate.
It's a tradition like no other.
Anthony, did you come out of pocket for the cake?
Yes, does it all the time because our executives, pinheads, don't
doesn't everybody?
Wait, you paid for the cake out of your pocket?
Andrew used to, no?
Andrew used to.
Oh, well, I'm paying you back.
But Andrew
that's
made
crazy.
A lot more money than you.
John, do you hear that? Our pinhead suit, John, you should pick up the tab.
Right.
That's 3 days of work for him, buying an ice cream cake.
There's rug burn from his office to the studio as soon as it was announced that the cake was here.
Who, John?
Yeah.
Least he could do is put up the chair. How much was the cake?
We've gone up on the cake. It's $20 now.
Yeah. $20.
That's too much for him.
That for hourly wages at ESPN, that Western is literally beef, 2 days.
Western
of work.
Beef has some nerve.
No, it's not Western Beef anymore.
Brooklyn Fair.
Oh, you went home and got it. Nice.
No,
job.
No, it's
no.
Called
Western
Brooklyn Fair
Beef
now.
Is Brooklyn Fair now.
Really?
It doesn't make
you
me feel at home though.
Since we see what happens when you move.
Hmm.
Also, Don, why are you giving away that Anthony Pusick, P-U-C-I-K, lives in Brooklyn? Now people can track him down.
Well, Brooklyn's
why do you spell his name like that?
That's so people can track him down.
You're such a bad guy. Never ceases to amaze me.
So you were reprimanding me for not being more specific.
Right. Let's go to Greg in Connecticut. Greggy, what's up, man?
Hey, Michael, Don, and Peter.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, I got two things real quick. One, yesterday, Ralph, the optometrist.
Yep.
You remember that you guys? Well, Ralph Mel from Happy Days became an optometrist.
You know what? You're right. Good call.
And his father, yes, father. They had this whatever happened to on Happy Days, and they did show like different characters later on in life what they did. That's the only one I remember. But also, Peter, great job on Paul O'Neill, but it still sounded a lot like Clinton. We tried to lose the raspy, and you hit.
All right, so if I remove the rasp, so
yeah, because
right now
O'Neill
I'm like
doesn't
this,
have rasp.
Now I'm like this. Hey, it's me, Bill Clinton. You're saying take out that and just go hi. Hey,
hi. He does have kind of a higher voice.
Hi, Paul O'Neill here. How about that?
Can you do me a favor, Anthony? Between getting
that's
an Oreo
it.
Cake,
is that
can
it?
You pull? Can you pull a
that's
clip
it.
Of O'Neill?
What's your name? Hey, Greg.
I'm Greg.
Greg, I appreciate you giving me that insight.
I asked you guys about that yesterday.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you.
See, now you got
Michael,
is that it?
So
you were
it's no,
me,
one
Paul.
More thing. Michael.
You're shopping.
Yes, Greg.
You're
shopping. She loves you.
Who is?
I want a shout out. My girlfriend, Carol. Just say hello to Carol. She watches Yankees. She watches you.
Right. How old is Carol?
No.
You just turned 65. I'm your age.
What's the matter with you?
Here we go. Hey, Carol. How you doing, baby?
What's up, baby?
How you doing? Thank you so much for liking the Caster.
You can't give away a woman's age. And when are you going to make an honest woman of her, for God's sakes?
Why don't you marry her?
I know. It's been 30 years.
Yeah.
For 30 years?
And you still haven't gotten married?
No. Undecided? Or
wait, wait. Hold on. I need to take over here for a second. What's your wife thinking? Greg, real quick. Do you guys have children?
No children.
Did she have previous children?
No.
And you don't either. Children. You both agreed you didn't want kids.
You're not currently married, are you?
No. All right. Nothing like that.
Yeah, do you want to give a shout out to your other family, your real family?
I'd like to shout out to Greg's other family in Piscataway.
Thank you. Because if you're going to shout out your side family, you should at least shout out the real family, too.
Wow. Greg, absolutely. Thank you for an illuminating phone call. We appreciate it.
Wow, give away a woman's age.
Is that your friend Statman, Greg? Is that him?
Stat Guy Greg?
Yeah, Stat Guy Greg.
What was that? Squeeze me?
Baking powder?
All right, hold on. Let's hear what Paul O'Neill sounds like.
The opportunities you get in New York, and especially just how everything came together with, the core four coming.
The opportunities in New York, and just how everything came together.
Even without the rasp, you're too Clinton. You're Arkansas. You're not Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio's important for you,
very
right?
45? Important. I need Ohio. You know what I say? I put the big O in Ohio. That's not true.
Well, we have some news that's coming down here in Yankee camp in Tampa.
Right.
We'll come back and something very interesting said by the reigning Cy Young Award winner, Gerrit Cole. Stick around for that. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.